Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
We're talking Big Little Lies behind the scenes.
Yeah, man.
It took me a few years, but I finally got Jenna and Kelly to read one of the books I told them about.
Well, I'm trying to read a book a month.
I know.
Yeah. That's one of my bucket list things, and I'm on track. Three down, nine to go.
Good, yeah.
And
yeah.
So yesterday I had a little time to kill and went to Half Price Books because you know I'm going to try to get a deal if I'm going to read.
That's what you do.
And I could have gone, everybody's like, why don't you just go to the library? They don't always have everything sometimes. So I wanted it then. Anyway, I went to try to get The Husband's Secret.
Yeah, gone.
They didn't have it. You know, Half Price Books, you have to take, you know, they don't always have everything, but they did have a lot of current releases. And of course, Big Little Lies, everybody's talking about right now. So I went ahead and got that. And everybody's telling me I made the right choice.
Okay.
Because the HBO, the TV show, got everybody
excited.
Because
that's what JC brought to me, and I'm 78 pages in.
Yeah. Hang on, Jenna.
But people are telling me to hold on.
Hold on.
Slow build, yeah. Once you get going, then it turns into a pretty good roller coaster.
I was about to text JC and be like, dude, this is like Desperate Housewives. How do you read this stuff?
We got Beat the Bank coming up in 1 hour. We'll announce three names. Sign up at KidNation.com. But we have to catch up with our boy, part-time Justin, now full-time Justin.
Yeah, but the name just kind of sticks.
Yeah. Where are you at this morning, Justin?
Hello. Good morning. I am at the Garden Hilton Inn.
In what city?
And we are in Terre Haute, Indiana.
Okay.
Right across from the university.
Oh, you're by Indiana State University.
Indiana State University, the Sycamores.
So you made it 6 hours. You guys had an appearance last night, a party?
Yes, we were at Charlie's Pub and Grub, just meeting all the listeners. They were so excited. They gave us warm hugs, and then we had some Zumba instructors there who we did Zumba with.
That's
at
your
the bar.
That's your passion.
Yeah,
I know. It was alcohol and Zumba
and cheese fries.
That's like the best of both worlds.
Did you get cheese fries as part of the grub?
Oh no, but I did get these fried jalapenos dipped in like a sriracha ranch. Oh, they were delicious.
Sounds good.
But they didn't feel good.
Great. I'm glad. And you and Jordan are
Zumba.
You and Jordan are sharing a room, right?
Oh yeah, we're sharing a room. Yeah.
Did you guys finally get your own beds this time?
Yeah, we did. We finally did.
How's that been going? We haven't even asked you if you guys have been getting along. You seem like you are great friends, but.
Yes, we actually are. Like, we keep on, like, are surprised with each other when we're like, I can't believe we haven't gotten annoyed with each other yet. We just balance each other out so well.
Oh, it'll happen by the end of the trip.
If you're following Justin on Snapchat, you notice that Jordan was in his underwear yesterday on the Snapchat.
I missed that.
What does he wear?
I want to go. Jordan's
tidy blueies, because they're like blue tidy white.
Jordan's super cute.
Are they the briefs?
They're the briefs.
Oh.
No, they're not briefs. They're like underwear, like his little butt cheeks hanging out.
I love that, actually. I like when guys
like
wear
bikinis?
That.
I guess bikini cut? Is that what it is?
Yeah, kind of.
Mm.
Huh.
Brief. Just briefs,
just walking
right?
around, hot interns just walking around this hotel in his underwear.
Wow, that looks great.
Teasing you.
Yeah, Justin's just giving a tour of the hotel room, and then all of a sudden it pans over, and there's Jordan. He goes, ooh.
So spirits are good.
Yes, it's been fun.
And listeners are loving you.
Yeah. Hey.
Yes, it's beautiful. We also, we have one listener who had a message for everyone about Beat the Bank.
Okay, is that Karen?
Yes, Karen. Okay. Such a sweetheart.
Let's see what Karen has to say here.
Okay, go back and tell Kelly and Big Al that don't want them to send me to Jamaica.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
Are you Jamaican?
No, but my boyfriend is. It's
okay.
Okay, so here's my other one.
Once you
I signed up for the money thing.
Uh-huh.
You guys don't call my name.
No, we never call your name.
No.
For Beat the Bank.
Beat the Bank.
We never call your name.
You don't call my name.
What's your name?
Karen.
Uh-huh. Karen Phillips. Uh-huh. What would you do with the money for Beat the Bank?
What would I do with it?
Yeah. Go to Jamaica.
Lord. Yes, yes!
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 And I would bring him back with me.
Your boyfriend is in Jamaica.
Yes, he is.
How'd you meet him?
Being a hot mama.
Oh, shoot.
Right.
You know, on the beach.
Uh-huh.
I wish I could drink, but I better not.
Why not?
Because of medication.
Oh, great laugh.
We're going to have to save that laugh right there from Karen.
Love that.
Kelly and Al, you guys have to send her to Jamaica.
Oh,
she
you.
Asked you nicely.
Probably so.
Yeah.
She did. Well, I do want her to be with her love.
Right? So whenever you guys can do that
for
her, that'd be
great. Okay, yeah, we'll get on that.
What's on the agenda?
She... She visits Jamaica once a year to go see her man.
Aww.
That's right.
Once a year. She tries to go make it. She's so sweet, and she's got a lot to love.
So if you want to see part-time Justin and hot intern Jordan, right now they're in the hotel room doing this, but you guys are going to go down to the common space on campus, right?
Yes. Yeah. All I have to do is just throw on a shirt, and we're good.
What are y'all going to do there?
Just hang out.
We're hanging out in the library, probably be a sycamore. Maybe we'll go see their cute little mascot, the Sycamore Sam.
Okay. And
it's like a wolf, like a blue wolf.
And thanks to Michelle, she works in the dean's office at the Scott College of Business office. She set up the free room at the Hilton for the guys, which was really nice.
Yes, it was so sweet of them. They even have like a fruit basket, some nuts, some water. They even got us wine.
Look at that.
Shirt.
And nice. Indiana State University, Big Al Mack, that's where Larry Bird went.
Oh, I did not know that.
NBA
legend,
okay. That's what I'm talking about. So here's what you're going to be doing today, Justin. At 10 a.m., you guys are going to drive 4 hours to Columbia, Missouri. That's where you're going to exchange your car in St. Louis and get a new rental car.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the actual Land Rover, it died.
Whole reason for this trip is dead now.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's no real reason. We're not getting
out. Now they're just cruising home for fun.
Making the best of it.
They just have to get home.
It was supposed to be Land Rover, let part-time Justin and hot intern Jordan come over, but that didn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, it came over, it lasted 8 miles, and then it died.
Yeah, 8 miles, and she died.
Hopefully you arrive there by 4, then from 3 to 7 p.m., you're having a happy hour at the Deuce Pub and Pit from 3 to 7 p.m.
Oh, in Columbia?
Uh-huh.
Cool.
Damon Knight's going to be doing his usual afternoon show live from there.
Okay.
So if you want to stop by, go check out the guys. And The problem we're running into is, where are you guys staying tonight? We
have no idea. We do not know.
Nor do we.
It's an adventure.
Yeah. We don't know where you're going to stay. We got a couple spots we're working on, Justin. So hopefully here next hour when we talk to you, we'll let you know where you're going to be staying tonight.
Make sure they have an iron. It's like nobody here has an iron.
That he wants to iron his shirts on this trip.
How about just
bought these nice, beautiful, button-up, colorful shirts. They're like right here.
Have you not done the steam shower trick thing?
Oh, yeah. Dr. Girlfriend had it for me, but I burnt myself a lot. I've never used it.
No. Some guy taught me some trick where you just like hang... Get the shower going really hot and hang it as long as it's not getting wet on the back of the shower, and the steam will
while you're taking a shower, hang your clothes in there with you.
Put it in the bathroom in the small hot bathroom.
Oh, yes. Just steam it up. Okay, with the shower.
It's not perfect, but it could do.
But call the front desk if you don't have one in your room. They'll send up one. I'm just a little bit disappointed he's staying in a hotel instead of with listeners. I kind of wanted him to bond with listeners.
That's what we did back in the day.
I know. It'll be listeners tonight, but Michelle hooked it up. So,
I appreciate that, too.
She sure did.
So a listener, a Kid Nation member, hooked it up.
That was nice.
It happened to be a hotel room across the street from the campus.
Okay. Well, that was convenient, too. He's got to be there.
All right, Justin. Well, we'll talk to you in about an hour, okay? I'll let you know where you're staying.
Okay, yes. I'm going to be over there with a sycamore.
All right, buddy. Have fun. Go check them out on campus.
They could always sleep in the car like in an RV park, right?
Yeah. I mean, push come to shove. Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be fun. I wish someone had a fun RV. Yeah.
Hookups.
Yeah.
When he crosses the state line, he gets to go to those welcome to our state bathrooms.
Right. The rest area bathrooms.
I'll tell you, fast food bathrooms are, I've done it.
Maybe a tiny house if we could find one. Anyways, if you have a place that they might be able to stay in the...
In what city? Columbia?
Columbia. Please,
Missouri.
Please let us know.
Yeah.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We'll check in with Justin this hour. Everything's going extremely smooth. Don't you worry, Kid Nation. These guys will make it home.
Oh, man. It makes you wonder what kind of stress I put Kid Craddock through in the day when I was on these... misfit trips and road trips.
Well, if it's anything like what White Cheddar's going through, it's a lot of stress.
Hey, I wanted to send Big Al with him.
I know you did.
She did.
I thought that made more sense. Al's been there, done that. A seasoned pro taking this little young newbie.
Uh-huh.
But I was...
That would have helped, you
I
think?
Was overruled.
No, Big Al and Justin?
I think I would have probably quit.
Mm-hmm. No, you wouldn't have.
Not the
you
trip.
Have gotten in this,
My job.
Have gotten in this. No. No, you wouldn't have.
All right, we'll check in with them this hour. We're going to call out three names in about 10 minutes for Beat the Bank, our first round. We were talking about Mel B, and I asked if there was a domestic abuse hotline if somebody's going through what Mel B's going through. And somebody from Kid Nation works for the hotline.
Okay.
And they said the phone number is 800-799-7233. So if you're going through anything.
Say it again.
800-799-7233. That's the National Domestic Violence Hotline.
There you go.
You shouldn't be going through what?
Maybe through
you're
her example,
through.
Lives will be saved. You know, that's a positive.
It's raising awareness, and that's the positive. Yeah, we can pull.
And it's
out
so
of
easy
this.
For women who've never been victims of abuse, because I haven't.
Yeah.
To say I would do this, I would do that. You don't know.
No, you don't know what you're
doing. It's easy to say when you haven't been through. You're just looking from the outside. You know. Mm-hmm.
The last thing they need to hear is you should be doing this. No, you just help them.
Yeah.
Just help them. Be there for them, and hopefully they'll get the help they need. But let's move on.
Okay.
Something a little lighthearted here. How about fun to do or fun to don't?
Yes.
Are you guys looking to invest your money and diversify?
Absolutely.
I'm looking for a side hustle.
There you go,
that's
Kelly.
What you need, Kelly. Right. We have plenty of options here for you. We scoured the internet and we found those for you. First up, do you guys remember JNCO Jeans? JNCO Jeans.
Vaguely, maybe.
Not sure.
Their most legendary items were the wide leg jeans.
Oh, like crisscrossing those little jeans used to wear?
Like where the bottom of the jean was up to 50 inches wide.
Yeah,
like
super bell bottom.
Super wide. Yeah, very super grunge, bell. Yeah.
Like a lot of breakdancers, B-boys would wear them too.
I've heard them call it elephant bells.
Man, I always wanted JNCO jeans, and I never got any because they were a little expensive.
Yeah.
So I got JNCO jeans from the swap meet.
Okay.
They didn't last very long. They're really cool. But JNCO's ready to offer their most iconic items to a whole new generation with a kids line. Initially, they aim to cater to preteens 5 to 12 years old. These are going to be kid-sized versions of their most famous jeans, tees, and hoodies. JNCO says the idea of doing a crowdfunding campaign, yes, it's the actual company doing this, really came from the community pushing for a line that lets them share the 90s spirit they grew up with their kids today.
It's nostalgia.
So, for $5,000, you could name a pair of jeans.
Oh,
so that's cool.
Yeah, you could donate $5,000, and they'll name them after you, or you name them whatever you want.
Can we have a say-so in the design? Because I don't want my child's name or whoever on an ugly pair of jeans that I didn't have some say-so.
I don't know if
it's
going to go
be
that
the JNCO
far.
Jeans.
Just a name.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's more than one. Like, there's more. It's like, the one style, designer can name their shoe five different names.
Sure.
To honor someone.
I think they're doing the designing. You're just doing the naming.
Well, that changes a little bit.
Do you have a name off the top of your head you would want your jeans to be called?
Emma
your
Kelly. Yeah. I would name it after my kid.
The Emma Kelly.
I'd call them Blue.
Blue?
Blue jeans.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then no one knows.
Yeah, it's paying for the honor to have it named after someone.
Yeah.
Just an idea.
You're my boy, Blue.
Oh, wow.
Their goal is to raise $100,000 to bring back the JNCO jeans for the kids.
Okay.
Big Al Mack, would you invest in JNCO Kids Line?
No.
That's a no for Big Al Mack, Kelly Raspberry.
Does it have to be the $5,000 or can it be just any? Okay,
you
would say yes. I think the nostalgia factor's there.
You would throw in?
With all these, parents. Yeah, they'd want to, they'd see the humor in that.
Yeah, why not, right?
I think that'd be a fun do.
Bring them back, Jenna?
No, too much competition in the jean business.
So we have two fun to don'ts, one fun to do.
How about Billy?
Billy Jean.
All right.
Are we doing jeans?
Yeah, no. Oh. All right.
Tommy. My best friend since fifth grade.
Simmons. Jane Simmons.
All right, come on.
All right. With 21 days left, their goal, $100,000.
That's a lot.
So far, JNCO Jeans, the actual company that made many people happy back in the day, has raised $530.
Oh, I was wrong on that one.
Yeah, looks like the ship has sailed.
$530.
But I can see the nostalgia thing. Yeah. I get that.
They would have been smarter to partner up with a sneaker that's doing the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, like
LA
Knights.
Get with Vans.
Vans or something.
Yeah, get with a sneaker that matches their aesthetic.
PF Flyers.
Airwalks.
Kids.
Remember Airwalks?
Kids. You remember Kids? I used to.
Kids are back out.
Could swear I was running fast with those Kids on.
Yeah?
Yeah. I wasn't.
No, you weren't.
Still couldn't jump. Vertical leap like 3 inches.
All right, let's move on. How about Nemuno Loops?
Nemuno
Loops.
Is it a cereal?
The toy block tape. You can instantly transport virtually any surface into a base for toy building blocks, aka Legos.
Oh, yeah.
I seem to have seen this already.
You have.
Oh, okay.
Like
so
sideways Lego.
So here's what it is. It's a strip that looks like a thin Lego. We've seen that thin Lego, yeah, right? With an adhesive on one side that sticks to anything. You can stick to any surface you want. So now you can build a cool design with Legos on your wall, your refrigerator, anywhere else you feel like doing Legos.
I love this idea. I think it's the cutest way to decorate a room.
I do too.
Yeah, so they can put their Lego city or train up on the wall.
Yeah, and guess what?
Yeah, that's very cool for the kids.
That's very cool.
Bonus, you won't step on the Legos when they're on the wall.
I saw this somewhere. They're still needing more money? Is it already funded?
Sign me up.
Well, I'll tell you in a second, Kelly. Are you going to fundo or fundo them?
I do. I love it.
You're doing this one out, Jenna? Anything with the kids, yeah.
Investing the kids?
I love the idea, but I don't really have a vested interest in kids.
All right, well, their goal.
You have a vested interest in getting paid.
Yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, who cares if you don't have kids? As long as you get paid back.
I don't know enough about Legos.
Their goal was to raise $8,000.
That's it.
I mean, it's probably pretty cheap to make,
right?
Take
the dots on it.
Yeah, that's all you do. Then the adhesive is probably pretty cheap. Huh. They have 7 days left to raise that $8,000.
Oh, yeah.
So far, they have raised $1.5 million.
Yeah. It's a brilliant
dollars.
Idea.
Yeah.
They must have the patent on it too.
Oh, these guys are so rich.
Sure.
They got investors. They're good.
$1.5 million. Why didn't I think of that? That's definitely one of those where like, why didn't I think of that?
Well, because you'd have to make it.
Yeah.
There's like science there. They probably have a patent, so.
I did have my Shirtsy idea back in the day.
Shirtsy. I don't remember this.
What I thought was when my kids were born and we had those onesies, so it was Shirtsy, a shirt and a onesie mixed together. When I would put the onesie on my kids, it was always like he had his shirt tucked in. I was like, what if he wants to look all cool and hip?
Oh, so it hangs out.
So a onesie with the tail out.
Yeah, so it was like a shirt, and then underneath it
double
was...
Double layer.
So that way their shirt wouldn't come up, but it still looked like a t-shirt on a little baby, like a 2-3 month old. So they looked all stylish and
stuff. I actually like that. I get what you're saying.
And then I saw them, after I thought of the idea, and I got with Kid, and we were thinking about getting the trademark, and I had the website, Shirtsy.com.
Oh, no.
And then about 7 or 8 months later, I saw that particular thing at Old Navy.
You got to get on it.
So
just like that's the second idea. The
Marga straw.
Marga straw. The straw with salt already on it for your margarita.
Somebody stole that. Man, I could be all rich right
day
now.
Day late and dime short.
I didn't feel like
every
doing
time.
It. I know. All right, let's move on to our last one here on Fun Do or Fun Don't.
Okay.
Where'd I put it? There it is. How about Super Screen?
Super Screen.
Super Screen?
Super Screen.
Tell me more.
You can turn your smartphone into a 10-inch tablet so you have bigger screen to watch your sports or to use when you're online shopping. Here, take a little listen to the clip right here.
Okay.
Meet Super Screen. The world's first portable touchscreen that wirelessly turns your smartphone into a full-screen tablet and more.
Wow.
Just download the Super Screen app to your phone and turn on your Super Screen. That's it. Super Screen will display exactly what you see on your smartphone screen, so you can use your phone's apps, bookmarks, data, Wi-Fi, and mobile connection. No clouds, wires, file transfers, or paid contracts. If you have your smartphone with you, Super Screen will work for you. Super Screen will ship with compatibility for nearly all Apple and Android devices and will be compatible for new models in the future.
It looks like an iPad.
It's an iPad.
No, it's an app that you download to your tablet.
Yeah.
And you can now...
It makes it an iPad.
Yeah.
And it's a lot cheaper.
No, it is a screen, actually. Super. It's an actual screen.
Right, so it looks like an iPad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, how much is it?
It's $99.
Yeah, it's a lot cheaper than an iPad.
It's a lot cheaper.
It's doing the same thing the iPad would do.
But a tablet is not as expensive as an iPad. I mean,
that's off-brand. That's what we just said.
No, the off-brand as opposed to the iPad. You can get one for like $100, $150. It's fun don't for me.
Yeah, but you can't stare at your own screen from your phone, and then you got to do all the downloading that he's talking about and all the transferring, and it's a whoop-in, and then they get full.
It's another thing to carry around.
It's $99. You can see what you're looking at your phone. It's a pretty smart idea.
All right.
Okay, their goal is $50,000, Big Al Max.
What I understand is like, if you have an Android or a phone, you can usually just share it to your TV at home. If you're savvy enough to do this, you're savvy enough to figure out how to just like put it on your TV at home.
Yeah, but not everybody has that, but some people want an iPad, but they can't spend hundreds of dollars. Yeah. It's just $100.
Or you're traveling, you can do it on the airplane. Or
I'm kind of torn because y'all are so negative, but I think it's a good idea.
All right, Kelly says fun do. Jenna?
No, fund don't.
Let's see who the good investor is
here. Fund don't.
Their goal, $50,000 with 14 days left to do that.
That's all they need to make those?
Yeah, I guess.
I guess you should get it off the ground and going.
So far, Legos. They have raised $1.7 million for the super screen.
Yeah.
Okay. You heard me scrambling over here.
If you could have seen Al's face.
I was scrambling. Whoa!
I have to rap right now? No, we haven't. So Kelly is the best investor today.
Well, I messed up on the first one.
I know, but you got
I messed
two
up on Jinko, but I made it back with tablets.
So Jinko, don't invest in that. That's not doing so hot.
Can't
but
win them all.
Numuno Loops and Super Screen, both fund dues.
All right.
Cool. Out there for you.
Look for them in your, Bed Bath & Beyond. Yeah. That's where they all end up, isn't it?
All right, let's call the three names for this hour. It's about that time. The three names to get into play Beat the Bank are Susan Hamilton, Matthew Masich, Nancy Walker. Nancy Walker, Matthew Masich, Susan Hamilton. First one in gets to play. The phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Remember, if nobody calls back within 10 minutes, you still have a shot, Kid Nation. It could be opened up for everyone if they don't call back. And they signed up at KidNation.com. That's how you get your name thrown in there. We'll play Beat the Bank next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, man.
Yeah, would you look at that. Susan, Matthew, and Nancy did not call in.
Wow.
Not one of them.
That hurts my feelings.
They not only didn't hear their names, they have no friends.
Or maybe,
I feel really badly for those people.
Maybe they're in a meeting or they're sleeping and their friends maybe were trying. And they just didn't get the text, but, you know, that's going to be your treasure, Kid Nation, because we're going to open up the phone lines for caller number 13 right now at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Caller number 13, you will get to play Beat the Bank this hour. And if you want to be a part of it next hour, make sure you're signed up at KidNation.com so that we can announce your name. While we wait for our caller, would you guys like to do a little love letters to Kelly?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Get some love advice out there from the relationship expert.
I think some of the caffeine has worn off.
You're a little more calm down.
I was like bouncing off the walls for a minute there.
Yeah. Well, bouncing off the walls advice would be good too.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Right, let's see how we go.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been talking to a guy I really like, but it's been 2 months and we're just taking things real slow. Mm. I finally confessed my feelings for him and he said he didn't want to have titles right now. Mm. Should I give up and move on? Or should we just leave things the way they are and I'll just wait until he gets to the point where he's ready? That's from Ashley.
Well, Ashley, I mean, you can keep talking to him, but I wouldn't invest everything into this relationship that's really not seeming to be going where right now. What is she doing, just talking to him?
I think she just wants the title, but...
They're just talking? What did she say? She's liked
him for
2 months,
I guess.
They're talking,
yeah.
But they're not really necessarily...
Boyfriend and girlfriend?
Yeah, you need to let him know. I mean, not like in a blatant way, but kind of it'll come up.
Yeah.
He asks you to do something. Oh, I've already got plans tonight. But you need to literally have plans.
What do you think is a good amount of time to invest in a relationship before you're finally like, this is not going anywhere? Like a year? Do you think that's good before you finally realize?
No.
I don't think
it
takes
less
that
than
long.
That.
It depends on how much you're spending time together, right?
And it depends on where you are in your life. That might be perfectly okay with you. You just need somebody to do stuff with and, you know, hang out with. But if you're ready to move into a serious relationship, you should know after about... A few months, not that long, where this is headed.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, you can still see him if you want to, but a man finds a woman a lot more interesting when she has stuff going on.
When she's busy.
And
don't just
tell him you're busy. Be busy. And start seeing other people, too. You might realize, what was I thinking? There's another guy waiting that's going to show you all the attention that you want, the attention you deserve and crave. This might not be the guy. It's only been 2 months, though.
Right.
I'm not saying throw in the towel altogether, but don't shut off all other options.
Sometimes he just ain't that into you. And you have to recognize that. There's a book called He's Just Not That Into You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he probably got done with a really bad relationship, and he just doesn't want to get into
it. Some dudes just got the player out there.
Sometimes just text, you know, and then you kind of realize, well, this isn't progress. It should progress naturally.
Yes.
Like, he should want to spend time. And sometimes you just text, and then...
When a man wants to be with you... He will be with you.
Oh, yeah. We will chase
you. It takes you a long time to come to that realization that it's all the energy and effort you waste on the wrong guy.
Mm-hmm.
When the right guy comes along, it's just effortless.
We almost get borderline clingy if we like you a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's very true.
How long before you and you made it official, Al, with Dr. Girlfriend? Was it a couple months before you finally said girlfriend status?
It was probably 2 or 3 months.
Yeah.
It was probably 2 or 3
months. You and Al and Kelly?
We went out on several dates, and it was just nice. I thought he was really nice, and we got along really well, and we never lacked conversation. But it took, I guess, about a month before there was a real spark.
And you posted the picture saying, I have a boyfriend?
Was that a little bit later.
Yeah.
What about you?
Mine was, I was the guy that wanted to go serious, but we were so young that my wife was still, no, let's not put titles on it. And it was probably about 5 months in when she took me to her grandma's house, and she introduced me as her boyfriend. I was like, what?
Yeah.
That's how she revealed to me that she was ready to be my full-on, quote-unquote, girlfriend. She did it.
It just kind of happens organically.
Me.
It's like, oh, one day you look at him and like, I really like you.
Yeah.
And I want to be with you a lot.
You're my person.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Recently, my boyfriend and I moved in together. The only problem is we live in a one-bedroom apartment. And the space is just too tight for me to feel comfortable enough to, you know, go to the restroom with him so close. Mm-hmm. I have been making excuses to leave the house when I really have to go, but I fear that I'm running out of lies to keep him from getting suspicious of me. I'm known by name at McDonald's now. How do I fix my situation?
Oh, that's a hard hang up to overcome.
Yeah.
It is a very hard hang up for, in my situation too. I mean, it's like, when do you cross that line?
Yeah.
And it's coming now. Luckily, I have more than one bathroom in my house.
Yeah,
exactly.
But it's just a hang up, and you know.
What if she just introduces him to the book? Everyone poops.
No.
That's tough, dude.
It's hard. I wonder if he has that same issue in front of her. Because if he doesn't have an issue with it, and it's just your hang up, that would be a different thing. I guess the best you can do is just light a candle, shut the door.
Yeah.
Maybe turn on the fan.
Rent another apartment. Just
shower,
just
like
bathroom.
You turn on the shower. I don't know.
I don't know.
I couldn't do.
When do you
the
cross
one
the line?
That's rough.
I don't. I mean, I try. I haven't been in many super long relationships, but I don't. I tell, you know, some girls and guys, they're so comfortable with that kind of talk. And I told a girlfriend of mine, because they'd be really crude. I'm like, it might not gross them out. It might not. And you guys have a weird sense of humor. But why?
But
why
eventually
test
you
it?
Have to go.
You
eventually.
Have to.
I mean, it's going to happen.
Girl, stop it, Denny.
You get room spray. I mean, it is a big deal that first time. It is a big deal.
Huge deal, because if they still love you and look at you in a sexy way, then okay, we made it.
You've got to be able to giggle about it, but don't dwell on it.
You always have to come out of the bathroom like, no, nobody go in there for like 35, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just hard. It is hard. It's tough. And I've always had a one-bedroom apartment, so it's always been some type of issue with me. And I like to go and, you know, I camp out.
Can't you just say you're taking a bath, like actually make a bath and just or shower and just go when you are saying you're showering?
I mean, somebody like me, well, I guess I'd be taking a shower about twice a week.
Or what about the regular when you're taking a bath three times a
then
day?
That's perfect.
Then every once in a while you have a go back when you go in there like, oh, okay, I'm taking a shower. And then,
that's just a hard. I don't really have back. Any advice other than everybody does it.
If you're comfortable enough to live together, you should
have a pack
close.
Of matches. Yeah. Have the room spray.
You got to know where the other bathroom is. Yep. There got to be another neighbor.
No, you can't. Eventually, I mean, you're going to wake up and have to go at 2 o'clock in the morning. What are you going to do?
I'm telling you, go somewhere, anywhere.
It's your house. You should be comfortable enough to go in your house.
It's like the dreaded hotel rooms now. They do them all cool where the bathroom's open.
Oh, I don't like
are
that.
You kidding me?
Just like a curtain.
Are you kidding me? The toilet's just sitting
not
in
cute.
Open like by the bed?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. It's like prison.
Yeah.
It's like prison.
Open letter to the hotels. Please enclose the bathroom in its own little area. I don't want the window looking in there. Nothing.
And I need some sound effects in there, like planes taking off. NASCAR.
NASCAR race.
What's that in there? Oh, baby, that's just Dale Jr.
Good old Dale. Kurt Busch. That's what that was.
I wasn't very helpful at all to that letter.
It's a hard one.
That's
a hard one.
Just do it. That's what you're going to have to do, I guess.
Sorry. Right.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert. How about a follow-up, Kelly?
Oh, good. Ooh. Somebody took my advice?
Well, let me read you the original letter that I read a couple of weeks ago. I have a guy, I remember this because I read this letter. I have a guy I could see myself with long-term. He just told me Thursday that I should marry him, but it annoys me that he refers to himself as Cool J.
Yes, I remember this one.
His name is James, but dropped the Ames apparently years ago and will not even admit that it's his given name. Why can't you just be called Jay? Please let me know if I'm being too petty or if he is ridiculous. Okay, that's from
Becky.
Remember
I said, like, let him have it or something. I don't remember
exactly.
Okay,
this is funny because I know Becky.
That's from Becky.
Becky used to be my pharmacist.
Becky with the good hair?
Becky texted me and said that letter about Cool J was from me. And I was like, oh my gosh. Becky used to be my pharmacist.
So, yeah. And I told her, I said, you can't.
Becky with good pills?
You can't gripe about Cool J if your screen name is Becky Boo. So,
that's right.
What's her real name?
Now,
so she's putting it out there.
Here's the follow-up letter. Dear Kelly, you're the love expert. This is a follow-up question from 2 weeks ago. Cool J has now asked me to marry him.
Yay!
Oh, Becky.
Over the phone because he's out of town.
Becky.
I'm okay with the name now, but not okay that he doesn't greet me at the door when I go visit. Okay, do I let that go also or see it as a red flag? I'm very affectionate, but he isn't. He's so wishy-washy. I never know if he's serious or not. This friendship has been going on now since November. By the way, we're both in our late 40s. We're both ready to settle down, but settle is not what I just want to be married again. But settle is not what I want. I just want to be married again. Help, Becky.
Becky, it sounds like you're settling.
Yeah, long distance, and he doesn't greet you.
And he wants to propose over the phone.
Yeah.
Becky, this isn't the one.
He's just
I'm
not
sorry.
Romantic.
Please don't settle.
Yeah. You
he's
want,
never
going to,
he's not going to make your heart sing.
Especially if you're out of town, you got to be greeted. You know, how your puppy greets you.
I mean, if there was like a million other things you were telling me he did so wonderful, but the only thing was he wants to be called
Cool J.
And that was the only thing. But come on, you're writing me back 2 weeks later, and now you're adding all this other stuff.
Yeah,
you know this isn't the one, and you know you're settling. And I know it's hard when you're in your late 40s. You think I'm never going to find this dream person. And there are a lot of compromises you have to make, but you don't have to settle. You can compromise without settling. That's two different things.
Very true.
That's two very different things.
Kind so
I'm
smart.
Afraid this is not the one. Please don't marry him. That's all I have to say.
Wow.
Very definitive.
Off, huh?
Very definitive.
Well, that doesn't even sound like she accepted.
That's advice right there.
Awesome.
It doesn't even sound like she accepted.
Becky, you're awesome because we've met.
Yeah.
So don't settle.
Don't settle.
There you go.
There you go.
I would think she gets to meet a lot of men in her job.
That's a flat out answer right there.
She knows
there.
What kind of meds they need, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Will this be our first follow-up after she tells us what she does?
Yeah.
We haven't had a double follow-up.
Yeah, never had a double follow-up. So write us back, Becky, and let us know what you did.
Yeah, let us know, Becky Boo. And back to Pooh Bear, the last letter.
Yeah.
Some advice for the people going
That'd
through this?
That'd be nice. That'd be nice from listeners. Because, I mean, I have issues in my relationship with
Here
that.
You go.
So I don't know.
And we have this, and it works excellent. Poo-pourri. You spray it on the water before you go, and there's seriously no smell.
But with girls, it's not that they're always concerned like that, like the actual literal like smell that you went to the bathroom. It's just him knowing that you're in there going to the bathroom.
It's a couple of things.
Yeah.
It's more than one. It's a mental block as well.
Visualizing you going to the bathroom.
As a guy, we're going to think you're going to pee. Every time you go in there, we think you're going to pee.
That's you convince exactly yourself
yeah, yeah.
of that?
Yeah, that's what we're going to think.
Maybe there's a product here.
Did you hear about the teenager that's cool? She got accepted to a Ivy League school.
Wow.
The bank. Beat.
A little tidbit news right there from Big Al Mac.
Yeah, we'll talk about her in a second. We have a chance. 8 Ivy League schools she got accepted. Well, there's no nest to talk about.
The rap has nothing to do with Beat the Bank, but it's still an interesting story.
Yeah.
It's
very
educational.
Yeah. Educational. Yeah.
Telling us. Rose Williams, how are you doing?
I am great. How are you?
Doing awesome. You're calling number 13. That means you get to play Beat the Bank.
Yay.
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 Never let go, Rose.
What are you doing right now, Rose?
I am in my parking lot at work.
Oh. And what do you do?
What do you do?
I am a housekeeper.
All right.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, we talked to a housekeeper yesterday.
We did. Yeah, yeah we did. She loved it. Yeah. Good makeup. Money.
And good
she,
money.
She told me the weirdest thing she ever found in the house, which I put on Twitter.
You did tweet it?
I tweeted it. With a gift of a grandpa.
There you go.
That had to do with a grandpa. Have you found some crazy stuff at the house as you're clean?
I clean at a nursing home, thank goodness, so no.
Oh,
that's so sweet.
Yeah.
Do you get to visit with the people you clean for?
Yes, and I love it.
Good for you. Good for you.
Are old people clean or dirty?
They are very clean.
Good. Yeah. It's good to know.
Yeah. Not making messes and stuff.
Good to know.
Are you married, Rose?
I am.
Is his name Jack?
No.
Oh,
no.
Oh, my God. We're obsessed with Titanic.
You wouldn't believe how many times I've heard that joke, though.
Yeah, yeah, I bet.
Well, we didn't say we were original.
No. Not at all. We can't think anything new.
Come on now.
All right, Rose, we're going to throw you inside the vault. The banker is going to shout out dollar amounts steadily increasing. You just have to decide. I think he's gone as high as he's going to go this round and say stop, and you get that money. He might throw in the safe deposit box. And you can stop on that as well and choose between 1, 2, and 3. We don't know what's in those, but something good's in there that someone hadn't gotten yet. So anyway, you just have to say stop before the vault closes.
All right. Can I ask Big Al how he feels?
Sure you can.
I feel like I'm in a box. How'd I get in this box?
What?
I feel like you should go for the box if that does
Austin
come up.
Powers.
Yes. If it pops up, he's feeling the box
I'm
today.
I'm feeling the box.
How did I get into this box?
Okay.
But you don't have to go with what Al thinks.
You don't.
He has been so wrong this time around.
Way off.
He goes through streaks. You know how
it
is.
Yeah, he's in a slump.
All right, Rose. Just go with your gut feeling. Let's see how you do. Let's play. Beat the bank!
$80. $120.
He's got to get inside to work.
$160. $240. $270. $350. $360. $390. Safe deposit box.
Stop.
Yeah.
There you go.
Advice. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Good job.
Now, the big question.
Oh, stop it.
All right, Rose.
You get to pick between numbers 1, 2, or 3. Which one would you like to go with?
Number 1.
You're the first person to pick number 1. Did you know that?
I listened all the time.
Good.
I was holding up one finger, but I didn't want to say.
We don't know now if it's been changed around or anything, but we haven't opened this one. It's a big, flat, black box.
It's like a cigar box almost.
Yeah.
All right, I'm holding it up for KTV to see.
Jenna's opening it up.
I am opening up the piece of paper that has your prize.
Uh-huh.
You have won Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. First edition, first printing of it, with a value of $1,250.
Yeah!
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Woo. So you're getting $1,250, which you can use to buy the Harry Potter and Sorcerer's Stone first edition, first printing, if you want.
Or something else.
Or something else.
Yeah.
Hey.
That ain't bad.
Oh, my God.
$1,250.
What are you going to spend the $1,250 on, Rose?
I have no idea.
Aw, but it's a good day, isn't it?
Fun. Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Amazing.
Yay.
Yeah, forget working today. Just think about what you're going to spend it on.
No, don't forget those old people. They need to have their back.
I can still go to work.
Yeah, they keep it pretty clean.
It's not like retirement money, Jason.
Yeah, right.
Rose, congratulations.
Let's see how far it would have gone just for fun, okay?
Let's see.
410. 440.
Oh!
You did good!
Awesome.
In fact, you did great.
Good over you, Al. You felt that today.
You did great.
You're back on top, Al.
Good deal. Way to go, Rose.
Hold on first. We'll get you all set up. $1,250 for Rose Williams with Beat the Bank. We'll play again in about 30 minutes. We'll call out 3 more names. You sign up at KidNation.com.
Man, I'm happy for her.
And we have to check in with our boy... Justin out there on the road trip, going straight home with a part-time Justin, or ahead with part-time Justin. Hopefully they made it out to their appearance, and we'll let him know where he's going to be staying at tonight, because we didn't have that lined up. I think we have something lined up for Justin. We'll tell him where he's staying next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the Bank coming up in 20 minutes. We just gave away $1,250 to
Rose.
Well, it said Kristen on it, but I was like, wait, that's yesterday.
Rose.
But Rose won $1,250.
But I thought it just goes up to $1,000, JC.
Oh, well, she went with the safe deposit box, Big Al Mac, and Jenna pulled out the first edition, first printing of Harry Potter, which is valued $1,250. That's why she got that much money, because the maximum she could have won was $440.
Look at that.
We do have to check in with our boy part-time Justin, who's out on the road on that road trip. Going straight ahead with part-time Justin. Justin, where are you at right now?
Yes, good morning.
Hi, buddy.
We are at Indiana State University.
Yeah, are you in the Commons?
We're in Terre Haute. Yes, we are in the Commons at their Union. There's a Burger King, a Pizza Hut, a George's Cafe.
Yeah,
one of the students just gave me her bacon.
Oh, they did?
Yes, they fed us.
Oh, that's pretty nice.
Oh my gosh, and they have a koi pond. I've never seen a live animal that looks so delicious. Like I just wanted a spearfish and eat it right there and then.
I think you should.
I know. It's interesting that the college campus has like live animals and the students don't mess with them. I don't think that that's common on other universities.
Well,
like,
they don't serve alcohol on the campus.
Yes, that's probably what it is.
Are you pretty popular in the common area right now? Are a lot of people coming up and saying hi?
Oh, yes. Even Sycamore Sam is here.
Sycamore Sam's here?
Their mascot. Sycamore Sam is here. And then we have a great listener here. Her name's Bo. She's so cute.
Oh.
And she's very high energy. If y'all want, we can throw a little Asian on the phone.
Is she in a sorority, Chi Omega? Did I see that on the jacket?
Oh, yes, you did. He knows you're a Chi O. Yes.
Well, she's wearing it. And throw in an Asian.
So you're making some friends, Justin. That's great.
Yes, I am. It's so cool. I think I'm going to go to school again.
No, you should. You should stick with
they
your
just
job.
Just finished.
Get my law degree.
Can you
maybe
imagine
finances?
Can you imagine?
They got a great business program here.
Lawyer Justin in the courtroom.
Oh my gosh! Don't even say that.
Tonight, Justin's going to be doing a happy hour from 3 to 7 in Columbia, Missouri. At Deuce Pub and Pit from 3 to 7, if you want to stop by. Damon Knight's going to be doing his show from there.
Deuce Pub, Pit?
Yeah. But, Justin, the question we were having is, where are you going to stay tonight?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Where am I going to stay?
So far, you guys stayed in a Kid Nation member's house.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They went above and beyond for you.
Yeah.
You bought new sheets, high thread count.
Was his name Jason?
Yes. Cleaned the shower.
James?
So nice.
James. And you and Jordan had to share a bed. Second night, you stayed with Al's girlfriend, Dr. Girlfriend, and you guys shared a bed with Dr. Girlfriend. She slept in the middle.
Yes, ma'am.
Yesterday, you guys got hooked up with a hotel thanks to Michelle, who works at the dean's office over at the school.
Thank you, Michelle.
Michelle, thank you.
And I'm happy to announce, Justin, that we found you a place to stay tonight.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
Is he back with a listener, though?
It is with a Kid Nation member.
Good. I want you to get to know them on a personal level.
And he has a home. His name is also Justin. So, Kid Nation Justin, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Doing great. Right.
Justin, what makes you want to open up your home to our Justin and Jordan?
Because I've been listening to your guys' show for a lot of years.
Yeah.
I enjoy listening to it on the travel into work every day. And if I can help or whatever, I think it'd be a pretty cool thing to do.
Very nice of you, Justin.
Do you have a big house or little house or what?
Yeah, it's a pretty good size house. Probably 3,500 square.
Wow.
Very nice.
A couple of guest rooms, I'm imagining, unless you have a bunch of children filling them or something.
I have one. 12-year-old son, but I do have a couple free rooms.
Great.
Good.
Okay, cool.
Ooh, free rooms. Do you have an iron, Justin?
Do you have an iron?
I do have an iron.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, beautiful. And a blow dryer.
Yes, sir.
I need enough. Okay, good. Yes,
you just got to take care of company.
Of course. And how many people live in your house, other Justin?
Me and a friend of mine stays in a room in my basement, and it's me, my boyfriend, and my son.
Okay.
Okay.
A gay couple? Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Now Justin's really excited.
Oh, my gosh. Can we watch RuPaul when we get there, please?
Oh, my
Okay.
He thought he was excited about the iron.
So there you go.
I know.
Other Justin, thank you so much for allowing Justin and Jordan to stay at your house.
Yeah, what's the big plans for tonight, host Justin?
Yeah. Well, they got to go to the happy hour.
Glad to help.
I mean, what's the big plans? You got, like, something y'all can all do?
Nothing really. It's a work night for me. If those guys want to go out and do something, I'm sure we can accommodate.
Yep. Okay.
All right.
Hey, turn up. You just don't have to get sleep tonight. That's fine. No one needs rest.
All right. Well, Justin staying with Justin.
Justin and Justin and Jordan.
Justin and Jordan.
All right. Well, Justin, drive safely. Please get there on time.
Oh, yes. Yeah. We are going to hit this road.
Of course you are. Yeah. And other Justin.
Beautiful place Terre Haute is. Oh, gorgeous.
Thank you so much, other Justin. We'll put you on hold so we can make sure we have your number and make sure we got Justin lined up to stay at your house. Look at that, Kid Nation coming through right there.
Very nice listener.
Boom. Road trip's going well. Just a couple bumps here and there.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Wow.
No call.
I don't understand.
Maybe we're not even on the air.
No, we do have a call.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Oh, good. He just saw the white screen.
Yeah, okay, so we do. I saw one. There you go.
All right, here we go.
Beat the bang. Beat the bang. Bought a new stage for Kelly's birthday party. Not sure if the stage will be on time or tardy. Beat the bang. Beat the bang.
Hey, Carrie. Sorry about that. We didn't have the name up on the board. We're like, hey.
So glad you called.
What's going on in the car? I hear voices.
No, I'm just me yelling. I'm at work.
She's excited.
Oh, awesome.
Yes.
Are you screaming? You're screaming at work?
Yes.
A lot of people don't do
and
that.
Everybody's looking at me like I'm crazy.
Yeah, good. Yeah, you scream away. Do what you got to do. What do you do that allows you to scream at work?
I work at the front window at a Department of Rehabilitation.
Okay. Yeah, there's probably
a lot of screaming going on.
Yeah, they're probably thinking good news is happening. Yeah, Carrie got through for Beat the Bag.
Yay! I got through.
All right, Carrie, well, here's how the game works. We're going to put you inside that vault with the banker. He's going to be throwing dollar amounts your way. Somewhere in there, he might throw in a safe deposit box. That's the twist.
Okay.
If he throws that in there, you get to choose that. If you do, you'll get to pick between the number 1, 2, or 3. Whichever one you pick, Jenna will open up, and you'll get whatever prize is inside. Or you could pass that up and keep on going because your total could get up to $1,000. You still have to yell stop even if he gets that high because if you don't and the door closes, you know what happens, right, Carrie?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you get nothing. We don't want that to happen. We have,
nope.
We have a pretty good streak going, and you got great, great energy. Big Al, how are you feeling this round?
I'm feeling I'm feeling like sevens. I don't know. I just think of a seven in my head. Seven. I'm thinking sevens.
Okay.
He's feeling seven again. He doesn't know.
I don't know nothing.
He knows as much as you know, Carrie. So that's
I'm feeling good. So I'm gonna.
You're gambling.
Look at
something good. I'm gonna do good.
Yeah, all right. We should ask Kid Nation members how they're feeling. That's what we should do. All right, Carrie. Yeah. Let's find out how much money you win when we play
Beat the Bank.
$120 $160 $200 $250 $280 $310 $360
It was taking too long.
What was it?
360?
I didn't think.
Three failed early. It was $360.
Failed early, girl. That's okay. That's $360 no one can take away from you.
Right. Those pauses can't get to you.
I know.
Banker tries to be tricky. Hey.
Anticipation.
That money is all yours to keep, Carrie, just for fun. Let's see how high it would have gone, okay?
$440. $470 $530
Now he's speeding up.
Oh no.
570.
Double, huh?
640.
Oh, my gosh. I should have been patient. I was nervous.
It's nerve-wracking. You got half of it, I guess, right? Yeah.
You played it well, Carrie. Hey, you got your money, girl. Right?
Yep, exactly.
What are you going to use that 360 for?
I have no clue.
That's good.
Well, just have fun.
You got
right?
it.
Go blow it.
Thank you.
Found money.
You use it. Hold on for us, and we'll get you all set up with that. We'll play again tomorrow morning, 720 and 820 Central. You sign up at KidNation.com so that we can find your name.
Play twice.
We play twice a day, every day, except, you know, on the weekends because we're not here. But yeah, you never told us about the girl that got the Ivy League.
Oh, she's in New Jersey.
Yeah.
It's a young black lady. And she got accepted to all 8 Ivy League schools.
And is she? You said teenager. Is she? She's a senior.
She's a senior in high school. Yeah.
Al doesn't have the story pulled up. He didn't know you were going to ask him that.
Yeah, I did, but I'll find it.
Well, I'll tell you about the guy that got was his life was saved.
Okay.
In England, and you know when you're a troll, you're just going to troll.
Trolls are going to troll.
There's nothing that will change your mind, even if somebody. Saves your life.
Gosh, sometimes when people talk about trolls, I still think of trolls fairy under tales. Bridges.
Yeah, are you talking about fairy tale trolls or internet trolls?
No, I'm talking about internet trolls, Kelly. Okay. This guy in England, he was drinking at the bar, and he had a heart attack. So the bartender jumps over the bar, sprang into action, quickly got help, saved the man's life.
Wow.
Yeah, but when the hotel was looking through its new TripAdvisor reviews afterwards, they found the guy had still left them. It was at the hotel where the bar was.
Hotel bar. Uh-huh.
Yeah, they found out that the guy had left them a bad review.
Like, I like this place, but I had a heart attack here?
Yeah. Here's the reason. He said the breakfast wasn't included in the $75 a night rate, and he said the bar was, quote, terrible.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, obviously, that was before he had his life saved.
That was after Al, actually.
Based on the
my favorite Yelp review ever, and I don't know if it's fake. My favorite Yelp review I've ever read was the person that ate at some little Indian spot, and they were like, food is pretty good. I got stabbed here, but, like, food was good.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.